These two case studies present some interesting discussion opportunities. Before creating a more collaborative process for determining prices, the conservation organization was calculating prices on their own. There were complaints and many requests for an increase in the prices for different products. Participants were not involved in the decisions or choices about how prices were determined. When the process for calculating the prices was not only shared, but offered as a training for the women, they became more empowered. This likely didn't stop some individuals from wanting increased prices for their hard work. Many of us request a raise now and then, but it did reduce the confusion, resentment, and lack of understanding. Instead, when the system was demystified, clearly sharing and communicating how prices are calculated, it made the partnership more equal, so decisions, prices, negotiation could take place among the community members. There was more equity. The same thing occurred when SLE managers in Mongolia provided a product instruction book. Before that, when a product was accepted for purchase or rejected, the participants could feel that the decision was personal instead of a professional decision. This led to hard feelings and resentment, with participants sometimes feeling that the manager had favorites. With creating a transparent, open, clear set of criteria for each product, finding a way to make sure that all 400 participants had that information with them in their own homes, these feelings and concerns were reduced dramatically. I will note that for a time, the community leaders in each community were the keepers of the criteria, but this also led to occasional factions within the community and, again, feelings of favoritism. Being transparent with all community members, finding a way to communicate with as many of them as possible, and making sure that everyone has the same information and access to information can be very important for a successful community-based conservation program. In the examples given, rather than the conservation organization continuing to set prices and criteria for the community alone, and rather than being frustrated by the complaints, the team was empathetic and worked to become more transparent. Not only did they share the information with them, but they provided tools and training so that participants could be independently could calculate their prices or determine if the products were meeting criteria to negotiate, ensure that the prices and purchase process was fair. This level of attention to transparency gave the women confidence to speak up and negotiate on their own behalf. It also reduced any feelings that the criteria was subjective, inconsistent, or personal. It ultimately shifted the power and therefore created a more equal partnership. For an equal long-term partnership to be successful, practitioners can't withhold information or be deceitful in any way. We see that when implementing community-based conservation, it helps to make sure community members are given enough information and tools to be able to be involved in making choices whenever decisions are made that impact the program and community. Finding ways to involve as many members as possible directly with the information and in making choices ensures transparency as well. Now let's look deeper into the principle of transparency.